Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, March 25th, 2011. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, here to talk about movies and toys and stuff. So let's get started. In the movie news this week, last week's box office take showed that Limitless was number one with $18.9 million, followed by Rango with $15.1 million. Battle Los Angeles was number three with $14.5 million. The Lincoln Lawyer, $13.2 million. And Paul was $13 million at number five. New this week at the box office, you can see Sucker Punch, Diary of a Wimpy Kid 2, Peep World, and a bunch of other flicks in very limited release. And indies. In the news, Elizabeth Taylor passed away this week. She was 79. The Planet of the Apes prequel, Rise of the Apes, got pushed back to August. Generally speaking, this means that the movie sucks, but since it was meant for a June release, who knows? Maybe it was going to be good. I hope it's going to be good because I'm really excited about seeing a movie about the ape revolution again. Because, you know, Conquest of the Planet of the Apes was great, but let's see a new one. Paramount slammed the door on making another Dune movie. Good idea. The Colin Farrell remake of Total Recall is in its casting phase, and actresses are reportedly reading for various parts. Eva Mendes, Kate Bosworth, Diane Kruger, Jessica Biel, Eva Green, and many others are said to be reading for roles in the film. HBO signed a first look deal with Zach Galifianakis, which is pretty amazing stuff. You ever seen a stand-up? You should. The Sci-Fi Channel announced that Tommy Lee of Motley Crue and Deepak Chopra are developing new shows for the network. What the hell, Sci-Fi? We were there when you were just getting started and you spelled it correctly. Alan Spencer, creator of Sledgehammer, has a new show in development at IFC. It's called Bullet in the Face and reportedly follows a criminal turned cop. Could be good. Showtime pulled its series from Netflix streaming this week. Comedy Central reviewed Futurama for its seventh season this week. Venture Brothers got renewed for two more seasons and a couple of specials at Adult Swim. Mask, the series based on the old Kenner toy line, is reportedly coming to DVD from Shout Factory. Little to no official information has as of yet been made available, but a few people working on the project spilled the beans on a Mask message board. The Hasbro-owned Hub Network picked up the Aquabats Super Show. This is really exciting news if you're an Aquabats fan, and if you're not, you should be. And if you're over 40, you've probably never heard of them, and if you're under 40, you should have heard of them, but if you hadn't, I won't hold it against you. Just look up the Aquabats. You might be in for a treat. Or horrified. I like them. On sale at Entertainment Earth. For 1 week only, and that week has already started, you can save on Gentle Giant. Buy any Gentle Giant item, get a second Gentle Giant item of equal or lesser value for 50% off. Also, be sure to keep an eye on our site for things like Wave 6 of Star Wars Vintage and Wave 4 of G.I. Joe Pursuit of Cobra. They may be in stock right now. They were when I recorded this. They might not be now. So check now. Order now. Everyone will be happy now. Especially you, because you got new action figures from Entertainment Earth. And now, toy news. Titan Merchandising is doing new Doctor Who busts, and the latest of these is a 10th Doctor David Tennant bust. It's expected to pre-sell out based on Fangirl input alone, but hey, who knows? I'd say order now, because it should be popular. To say the least, it should be popular. New Living Dead Dolls Series 22 will be coming soon, based on zombies. Names and photos are as of yet unavailable. Atticus will be doing more Star Wars, mostly in a 1/10 scale, in a statue line. The line is almost entirely troopers, except for Darth Vader. There is a number of clones, stormtroopers, stormtrooper repaints, etc., including some Order 66 statues with a little holographic Darth Sidious Emperor Palpatine in their hands. Pretty good stuff. And in the world of anime, we have a new Ikki Tusen statue up. It's like $350. Resin body, plastic outfit, which means the outfit comes off, which means, you know. And we're also selling an anime statue. I'm not making this up. This is the actual name. You can search for it on our website and see a picture. The name of the anime statue is Princess Bitch. Go ahead and search on our website for the photos. I'd say you won't be sorry, but it's possible you will. That's all for this week on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Thanks, as always, for listening. I appreciate it. Hope you have a great weekend. You can follow us on Twitter at EntEarth, E-N-T-E-A-R-T-H. Check us out on Facebook or MySpace. Just search for Entertainment Earth, and you probably can't miss us. So see you next time. Don't forget our Gentle Giant buy one, get one free sale ends on March 29th. So time's already running out. That's the clock ticking. You can't hear it, but it is. See you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast.